the grass kind of taking it too. And I said I wasn't going to sow no more.
Mm-hmm.
And they felt like they ought to be in their crop, you know, and me calling them out to help save that hay. Mm-hmm. Said that wasn't their job. I said, if you stay here, me, it'll be your job. But I just quit on account of a hand that hate to go out of the crop. I had some good hands. And that's one reason I quit. I didn't want to worry about that hay.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned you used to chop cotton as a boy. Would you tell me what you mean by that, when you chop cotton?
Well, call it chopping, and of course you leave cotton about 10 inches apart, you know, and you chop the grass out of it. Some of them call it hoeing cotton,
uh-huh.
Some of them chopping cotton.
Uh-huh. So when you chop cotton, you get the weeds out, but you also thin out the cotton, is that
true? Yeah.
Uh-huh. What kind of weeds do you remember used to have to be chopped out?
Well, most of them hogweeds, and then there's better weeds, and I don't know now, just so many different kinds of weeds
mm-hmm.
that come up in cotton, and I just don't know how many different kinds come up in cotton. Burrs,
uh-huh.
Burrs about the worst thing that come up in cotton. They use it to cut for the hoe, but some places are thick as a hound dog's back.
Mm-hmm.
There's been more burrs on this farm since in the last 2 years. And I ever have had.
Is that right?
Yeah, because there are these combines saving beans. They go through burrs saving these beans and left in the combine, and they come over here and starting my beans probably, and they'll drop them burrs along on the ground and they'll come up.
I see.
A burr's got two lives.
Uh-huh.
One of them you cut it down and the other will come up next year
mm-hmm.
in the same burr.
I see.
Two lives.
The combines practically grow the burrs, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they get them burrs when they're saving beans, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Go through beans, and the burrs up, done matured, and they scatter them everywhere, just like Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
They scatter Johnson grass, and just as long as you raise beans, you're going to have Johnson grass.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these combines come in here and to save your beans, and they'll bring a little Johnson grass every time they go from one piece to another.
Mm-hmm.
You'll always have it.
I notice that you've got Cane Creek and Beatty Creek here. Over toward the river farther, did you have anything that you called a bow or a...
Bow?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bow in here towards Hales Point in the north.
Mm-hmm.
Bow back over there.
What's the difference between a bow and a creek?
Oh, I don't know. I think it's just called that. It's no outlets. Well, it's sort of like a pond, only it's a going long place.
I see.
And no outlet for it unless it comes flood rains and maybe overflow it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And do you have a branch? Do you have anything you should call a branch here?
Yeah, I got one right down under that hollow. That branch runs water all the time.